Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Amelia, the customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes, honey. I was supposed to get a paper check mailed to my house, a refund, and it came to my phone instead, honey, and I have no way of getting it out of the phone. Now, I went to the bank yesterday, and they didn't know how either. They sent me to Staples Office Supplies, and they can't get it either, honey, so it's no good to me.
All righty, I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please.
Thank you, baby.
No problem. Your zip code?
15456.
15456. Let's see. Everything's still loading.
Now, this is the fourth phone call I made to you guys, and I made a phone call to the 800 number that was on the e-check, and they told me to call you. And so I went to the bank and tried to do all that yesterday, and there's no way to get that out of my phone.
Yes, ma'am. And that first and last name?
Janet Berdar, B-E-R-D-A-R.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing your name within the system. Are you calling in concerning a charge or something about a text message?
Well, I'm calling for my refund, honey.
Okay, refund.
Yeah, it's a refund that was supposed to be issued to me by paper check by mail, and I don't know why it just didn't go right back into my account, but it did not, because I paid through my Visa check card. But anyways, then the last I talked to someone, they said I was due a paper check in the mail and it would be here any day. And then the next day from there, it showed up on my phone under a different company's name. But it was for the same day that they said the check was issued, and it was for the $72.97 that I was supposed to be issued, honey. So when I called these people, they told me to call you back.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You said Janet Burden Burdar?
Yes, dear.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
135 Percy Road, Lemont Furnace, PA, 15456.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am. So let's see. That was you paid the shipping for the dash cam. 24 to 48 hours, the account wasn't canceled, so the after-trial charge came out. My dad shows that they tried refunding it, you know, the digital way. But if there was, like, did you ever block that through your credit card company or anything?
No, honey, but, no, they did. I do have it on my phone, but I can't get it out of my phone. I don't have a printer on my phone, and the bank can't get it out for me. It said all banks should be able to do that. Well, my bank, I have PNC, which is a big bank, a big outfit there, and they could not do it. They sent me to Staples Office Supplies, and they could not do it either. So what I need to be issued either a paper check by mail.
They expressed that to you already. It takes 7 to 10 business days for you to receive that check.
Well, yes, honey, this is true, but it was supposed to be put out on 4/25.
4/28, actually.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, yeah, that would have been the last time I talked to somebody, and then it showed up on my phone here. So am I just to ignore this on the phone, and am I waiting for a paper check then?
Right, you're just waiting for a paper check. They reversed the charge on the 28th. So it takes 7 to 10 business days for you to receive that check. So 7 to 10 business days from the 28th, and you should be receiving a check in the mail.
Okay, let's see when this e-check came up. This e-check came up on May the 11th. Oh, no, I'm sorry, honey, that's wrong. That's the day I try to get it out. It came up on May the 9th. So the last time I talked to somebody at your outfit would have been May the 8th. And that's when they told me that it would be here any day. So I can be a little bit more patient, but it's now been 5 phone calls I had to make, plus a trip to the bank and a trip to the Staples store. I've been very patient. In the first place, I never gave anybody permission to take that out, honey. I never. And it didn't even come out on the same day that I ordered my dash cam. It did not come out.
Going to come out the same day, ma'am. What happened was you did not cancel the account within a sufficient time frame. So that's why that charge came out, because they emailed you a value of a $125 gift card. However, y'all had, they went over the account with you. There was a full refund that was provided through check, because the system on our end would not allow us to provide you additional refund, as, you know, we usually do. So, yes, ma'am, I do understand that the process is taking, you know, a while, but it takes 7 to 10 business days, and you do not include weekends.
And you're saying from what day are we talking about now that it was sent, honey?
The 28th of April.
Okay, and this is the 13th. Okay, I will watch the mail. I mean, I got my mail today already, and it's certainly not here. But my bank told me that they would take over on it if I was tarred. But I hate to do that.
If you do dispute that transaction, you could most likely prevent yourself from not getting a refund at all, because the charge was not a fraudulent transaction. It was a transaction where the account just wasn't canceled within a sufficient time frame, so
honey,
it was a pre-authorized charge.
Honey, it was not a pre-authorized charge,
you
for one thing. Now let me finish
item,
here. Let me please finish. Let me please finish what I'm trying to say to you. It was a gimmick from way off. Okay, when I called there to find out about the $72.97, they offered me a 35% refund. When I refused that, then they offered me a 50% refund. And then when I refused that, because I'd never authorized this, then they offered me the 100%. Now, it was a gimmick from get-go, honey. And I know you work for the place, but I know a gimmick when I see one.
Yes, ma'am. Did you receive that dash cam?
Yeah, I did. And
okay,
I offered
no
to
problem.
I offered to send that back, because I totally offer, and I still have never put that dash cam in, waiting to see what's going to happen here. Because
there's nothing going to happen. That dash cam is yours, so there's no gimmick when you receive items. We're just waiting on that mail to, you know, be sent out to you. Your check will be here shortly. Once again, everything is canceled. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, I'll give it a couple more days, and I'll turn it over to the bank, because it's
no
old
problem.
Okay, honey, I don't mean to be mean or nasty with you. I know you didn't do this, but I know when somebody offers you a 35% refund on your $72.97 and then goes to 50% and then to 100, somebody it's fraudulent somehow. So, okay, my dear, I will wait a few more days and I will see, and then I'll just turn it over to the bank, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to get somewhere. So, okay,
no
my
problem.
Dear. I thank you. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks for calling.
Okay, honey.
Service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Customer, are you there?